Well, the coronavirus is now presenting a clear and present danger to Australia's economy. More than $50 billion has been wiped off the stock exchange in trading today, with analysts telling PM the falls have all the hallmarks of the beginning of a correction. What's unnerving investors is the fact that there's no easy answer to the question of how much economic damage the virus will ultimately cause. Our business reporter David Taylor has been at the stock exchange in Sydney watching investors counting the cost.
When Abby Manu heard stock prices were falling, he came down to watch it all unfold at the stock exchange in Sydney.
I see it as a buying opportunity, but in terms of the economy of the country, it's a bit worrying as well.
Why do you say that?
If you see it from a bigger perspective, people might be losing jobs.
Abby Manu is an investor and not alone in his fears about the economic fallout from the coronavirus. A shock profit announcement from one of Australia's biggest steel producers has sent shivers across industry that demand from Australia's largest trading partner, China, has already taken a huge hit. BlueScope Steel's first half profit dived 70%, warning its China businesses will be, quote, heavily impacted by the coronavirus. Mark Pervan is a commodity investment advisor and says the economic disruption from the virus is being felt in every corner of Australia's vital export industry.
Which is slowing order flow. It's right through the ports. It's going through manufacturing activity.
How serious is this looking from your perspective?
So I suspect that that's going to flow through to conditions here in Australia, most likely through, I suppose, the exchange rate, which is connected heavily to commodity markets, but also underlying activity, particularly in the export market.
News over the weekend of a spike in coronavirus cases in South Korea and Italy sent financial markets into a tailspin today. The Korea Composite Stock Price Index, or KOSPI, plunged 3%. But it was the dive in the Dow futures, which is a predictor of how Wall Street will open up this evening, that really sent Australian stocks into the red. CMC Market Stockbroking Chief Market Strategist Michael McCarthy told PM today's selling had all the characteristics of a big, long-lasting fall in stock prices.
We've had warnings from companies all the way from BHP to Kogan to Cochlear to Apple, all of them talking about the potential impacts if this threat is not dealt with. But those warnings are very clear. Investors, once again, largely ignored them initially, but it looks like they're now taking them much more seriously.
What are you going to be watching out for in terms of a sort of a key indicator to work out how we might open tomorrow morning?
Well, we're already tracking US futures in what is their overnight trading. We're seeing very dramatic falls there at this stage. S&P 500 futures are off 50 points and Dow futures are off more than 400 points. So it looks like the selling that we're seeing in the Asia-Pacific region today is likely to continue into the session in Europe and the US, which could mean we'll see a continuation of the pessimism in trading tomorrow.
Is this a start of a correction, Michael McCarthy?
Well, none of us can state the future with certainty, but it certainly has a lot of the hallmarks of the beginning of a correction.
Investor Abby Manu also fears there's a good chance financial conditions will get worse before they get better.
I would say that worst is yet to come because not a lot of people are spending outside. People are trying to save in whatever they have. And if they go on credit in the future and more loans from the banks, I would say, like, yes, worst is yet to come.
By the close of trade, the benchmark ASX 200 index had fallen over 2%.
David Taylor with that report.